Good morning, everyone. I'm Krishna Bhandari. Today I'm going to talk on arthropod community composition of WW beetle old blue stem pasture system. Out of four regions in Texas, high plains have semi-arid climate with potential evapotranspiration greatly exceeds rainfall, so these areas have low water available for crops and livestock. Texas high plains are part of the largest area drawing water from Ogallala Aquifer, and these areas already experience significant amount of water decline. So good news is WW beetle old blue stem is highly productive, drought tolerant, warm season perennial grass. It is 3 to 5 weeks later in maturity relative to that of other old blue stems and native grasses. It emits an aromatic odor at flowering stage when foliage is crossed. This grass was selected as a cultivar of superior in release in South and Central Texas after 15 years of adaptation and production testing in Oklahoma and Texas. This grass is considered desirable cattle forage because it is rich in essential oils which confers pleasant taste and smells. Few flies were observed on the cattle when cattle were grazing on the beetle old blue stem. This grass is also reported to have a good repellence of fire ants, which are exotic noxious pests. The damages and expenditures in Texas because of these fire ants estimated $1.2 billion per year. The conventional control methods for fire ants have not been effective. Previous study showed that the pasture containing beetle old blue stem had about one-third the number of fire ant mounds compared with adjacent Bermuda grass and native grass. Similarly, pasture containing beetle had no harvester ant mound compared with 12.4 mounds per hectare on shortgrass prairie and mixed shortgrass Bermuda grass. So my hypothesis is beetle old blue stem reduces harmful ants and horn flies on cattle without reducing overall non-pest insects and soil microbes. My overall objective is to understand the arthropod and soil microbial community composition of beetle old blue stem grazing system. So my specific objective is, does old blue stem deter fire ants and harvester ants without affecting overall insect diversity? It's not okay. Sorry. Okay. Sorry about that. Does old blue stem deter horn flies on cattle? What is the effect of forage species on soil microbial community? The research was done in New Deal Research Farm near Lubbock, Texas. The design was randomized complete block design with three replications. For the arthropod communities, there were five treatments: old blue stem alfalfa, alfalfa, teff grass, and native grass mixture. For fly ratings on two herds of cattle, there were two treatments. Grass alone, which did not include legume, and cattle were rotated among these three grasses, spending most of the time on old blue stem. Grass alfalfa, where cattle were rotated among these three grasses and legumes, spending most of the time on old blue stem alfalfa. For soil microbial community, the treatments were similar to that of arthropod community, except the teff grass is not included here. methods. 4 pits with cups leveled to the surface were set in 6-meter transect. 2-meter distance was maintained between two adjacent cups. Each cup was half filled with propylene glycol antifreeze. Cups were left in the field for 5 days. After 5 days, samples were collected and arthropod community was characterized. Visual ratings were made for hornfly densities on 36 cattle grazing grass alone and 24 cattle grazing grass alfalfa. Ratings were made by two observers using binoculars. Rating of 1 to 5 was given with 1 when cattle had no or few flies and 5 when cattle had large amount of fly densities on the body. The fly ratings were compared as means of two observers in 3 replication among cattle within a pasture. Soil microbial community soil samples from 0 to 5 and 5 to 15 centimeters was taken. Fatty acid, methyl ester, FEM profile analysis was conducted. Analysis of variance and mean separation by least significant differences at 5% alpha level were performed. Pairwise comparisons using t-test was conducted if the overall treatment effect was significant according to ANOVA. Results. So I said here arthropods, almost all of my samples were insect, but there were few, you know, spiders, scorpions, which are not insect, but they are arthropods. That's why I said arthropods to include everything. So results in 2014, the pasture old blue stem alfalfa and tape, first, second, and third, were significantly different from alfalfa and native mix. Similarly, alfalfa is significantly different from native mix. Native mix had the highest number of total arthropods. 2015, similar results were found, but TEF and alfalfa were not significant. This is the results of fire ants plus harvester ants only. In both years, pasture containing old blue stem, which is old blue stem and old blue stem alfalfa, the first and second, had almost no fire ant and harvester ants. This indicates that the presence of old blue stem essentially eliminated the fire ants and harvester ants from the community of total arthropods, right? So here is the results. Arthropods without fire ants and harvester ants. In 2014, treatments were not significant. 2015, still old blue stem had fewer arthropods than other treatments, but not a lot. Fly rating in 2015, cattle grazing grass alone had fewer horn flies than the cattle grazing grass alfalfa, indicating greater fly deterrence on cattle grazing grass alone. 2015, treatments were not significant, but cattle grazing grass alone had numerical tendency to have fewer flies than the grass alfalfa. Similar results were found in 2016, except on the second day, where treatments were significant. Soil microbial community, the beetle alfalfa or old blue stem alfalfa had the highest number of soil microbial community at 0 to 5 centimeter depth. Old blue stem did not depress soil microbial community. Conclusion, old blue stem eliminated the fire ants and harvester ants. Old blue stem had tendency to reduce horn fly on cattle. Old blue stem had no negative effect on soil microbes. So my take home message is including old blue stem in grazing system can eliminate harmful ants without sacrificing the number of other insects and soil microbes. Thank you. The question was, what actually I am measuring the soil microbial community. I only included the total soil microbial community here, but I measured the soil microbial biomass, carbon, soil microbial biomass, nitrogen, and soil microbial composition, which is how much is the bacteria, fungi, and actinomyces.
Question?
Here, yes.
So it seems like those oil from those clouds is reducing the current insect, other insects. But it's increasing the soil microorganisms. What might be the reason we can see?
So the question was, because of that essential oil, it deters insects and fire ants, but what is the effect on the soil microbes, right? Is that the question?
Not the effect. Effect you can see, but what might be the reason that it's reducing the insects but increasing the microbes?
Yes. So what I am not sure, because I am working on the essential oil extraction from the above ground parts like leaves and flowers. So I am not in a position to say what exactly the chemicals that deters the fire ants. But for the soil, I did not work with the extraction. I don't know about the soil microbes. Maybe the essential oil that present in the above ground parts may not be in the roots. Yes. Oh, the question is this the characteristic of only beetle grass or for all overall blue stems? Normally, all the old blue stems are desirable cattle forage because they contain essential oils. But the beetle grass is reported to have essential oils which particularly deters the fire ants and harvested ants, which other old blue stems do not.
All right, let's thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.